נמשיך עם מאמר ערבות רב או נעבור לנושא הבא?
Should we continue with the ערבות article רב or move on to the next?
נתחיל.
I guess we will continue.
So we'll start.
Yeah, right. We'll start. So 2 hours ago we said that ערבות is meaning Torah is the ערבות. It was given to a certain amount of people, a number of people who could rise above the ego into the form of mutual bestowal and could begin through the mutual bestowal between them, reveal the upper force. It's called one receives one. So they could keep the condition of Arvut. And let's see what we are in item 26, right?
Let's start from the end of item 25.
By all means.
So we are in article, the Arvut Mutual Guarantee, the last sentence of item 25. However, there still remains to clarify where we find in the Torah that the children of Israel were asked that question, and that they agreed to it prior to receiving the Torah. 26. Bear in mind that these matters are evident to every educated person in the invitation that the Creator had sent to Israel through Moses prior to the reception of the Torah. It is as it is written, "Now, if you surely listen to my voice and keep my covenant, then you will be a skula unto me from among all peoples. For all the earth is mine, and you will be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." These are the words that you shall say to the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and set before them all these words which the Lord had commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, "All that the Lord has said, we will do." And Moses reported the words of the people unto the Lord. These words do not seem to fit their role, since common sense dictates that if one offers one's friend to do some work and wants him to agree, we should give him an example of the nature of that work and its reward. Only then can the receiver examine it, whether to decline or to accept.
Well, common sense dictates that this is how it should be. But here the Torah shows us that it doesn't follow the usual logic. And it's really a question. We have to start adapting ourselves to the intellect mindset of the Torah, to go into a different mindset. Go ahead.
Continuing. But here, in these two verses, we seem to find neither an example of the work nor its reward. Because he says, if you surely listen to my voice and keep my covenant, and he does not interpret the voice or the covenant and to what they apply. And then he says, then you will be a sgula unto me from among all peoples, for all the earth is mine. It is not clear whether he commands us to labor to be a sgula from among all peoples, or whether this is a promise of benefit for us. We must also understand the connection to the words, for all the earth is mine. All three interpreters, Unkelus, Yonatan ben Uziel, and the Jerusalem Talmud, find it difficult to interpret these words. As is the case with all the interpreters, Rashi, Nachmanides, and etc. Even Ezra says, in the name of Rabbi Marinos, that the word for means although, He interprets, then you will be a Sgula unto me from among all peoples, through although all the earth is mine. Even Ezra himself tends to agree with it. But that interpretation does not coincide with our sages, who said that four serves for four meanings, either, lest, but, and that. And he even adds a fifth interpretation, although, and then the writing ends, and you will be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Here too, it is not self-evident if this is a mitzvah, and one must exert in this, or a promise of benefit.
This is really the question. Either we are guaranteed to achieve our avud, because all the earth is mine, the will to receive when it's in order to bestow. It's in the hands of the Creator, and then we enter it because the Creator gives it to us. It's like it's His promise. Or do we have to exert by ourselves in order to achieve this quality of the aim to bestow, meaning to go into the new era, the spiritual dimension, eternal and complete life, etc.? Go ahead.
Also, the words a kingdom of priests are not repeated or explained anywhere in the Bible. The most important thing here is to determine the difference between a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. For by the ordinary meaning of priesthood, it is one with sanctity. And it is therefore obvious that a kingdom where all are priests is a holy nation. So the words holy nation seem redundant.
Well, here there's a big confusion for us. We don't really understand. And we also don't really understand why Bala Sulam all of a sudden begins to philosophize here. Between all those verses from the Torah and the Gemara and other things, why does he do it? He's going to explain it to the whole people. Also, the booklet itself, it says that it's in order to bring the wisdom of Kabbalah to all the people. So why does he all of a sudden speak about the Ramban this, Ben Ezra that, and someone else, and all those writings and those philosophies, these philosophies? You can do that among pundits, but what does he mean by that? Let's continue and we will see. For now, it's okay. We went through it. We heard it, and it's as if we didn't hear it. Go ahead.
Item 27. However, by all that we have explained from the beginning of the essay until now, we learn the true meanings of the words as their roles should be, to resemble a negotiation of offer and consent.
In other words, the Creator gives us something and He wants us to receive it, agree or disagree, discuss, argue with Him, yes, no, but in the end, we will accept it. Yes?
This means that with these words, He really does offer them the whole form and content of the work in Torah and Mitzvot, and its worthwhile reward. The work in Torah and Mitzvot is expressed in the words, and you will be unto me a kingdom of priests. A kingdom of priests means that all of you, from the youngest to the eldest, will be as priests. Just as the priests have no land or any corporeal possessions, since the Creator is their lot, so will the entire nation be organized so that the whole earth and everything in it will be dedicated to the Creator. And no person should have any other engagement in it but to observe the mitzvot of the Creator and satisfy the needs of his fellow person, so his friend will lack none of his wishes. so that no person will need to have any worry about himself. In this way, even secular works, such as harvesting, sowing, etc., are considered to be precisely like the work with the sacrifices that the priests performed in the temple. How is it different if I observe the mitzvah of making sacrifices to the Creator, which is a mitzvah to do, or if I observe the mitzvah to do love your friend as yourself?
In other words, it doesn't matter what I do for the sake of the other, if I pray for the other, or I do something great and sublime for another, or I give him a slice of bread. It is all the same. It is all the same. It is connection, true and correct connection from person to person that should be. And in that, there is no great or small, superior or inferior, least or more, as long as it's giving.
It follows that he who harvests his field in order to feed his fellow person is the same as one who sacrifices to the Creator.
Meaning, my relation to the other is completely the same as my relation to the Creator, not more and not less. Yes?
Moreover, it makes sense that the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, is more important than one who makes the sacrifice, as we've shown above.
That it's more important for us to relate with love to one another than to relate with love to the Creator. The commandments between man and man come before the commandments between man and the Creator.
Indeed, this is not the end of the matter, for the whole of the Torah and the mitzvot were given for the sole purpose of cleansing Israel, which is the cleansing of the body, as written in item 12, after which he will be granted the true reward of dvekut with him, which is the purpose of creation. That reward is expressed in the words, a holy nation, as through the dvekut with him, we have become holy. As it is written, you will be holy to the Lord your God, for I, the Lord your God, who sanctifies you, am holy.
In other words, the whole problem, the confusion that he was talking about, the four languages and all those things that are written in the Torah, is so that we will not be confused. That all the things we do for one another, we don't do them for one another, but only for the Creator. That besides man and the Creator, there is nothing. And the way I relate to humanity, to the friends, to the Creator, is just totally the same. There is nothing else in front of me. It is all the same. This is why he spoke in this way before, in this confused manner before, so we would understand that there is no difference between relating to someone close, to a friend, or to the Creator. And
you see that the words, a kingdom of priests, express the complete form of the work on the axis of love your friend as yourself, meaning a kingdom that is all priests. That the Creator is their possession, and they have no self-possession of all the mundane possessions.
In every single person, there is this work called the Kingdom of Priests. Each one in this work is called a priest. Meaning, within us, we are divided into several levels of work, of bestowal. It's called Kohen. Priest, there's Levite, Levi, Israel, Israel, and the high priest. Meaning, on all those levels, we have to perform acts of bestowal upon others, upon the people around. And the people around are also the still, vegetative, animate, and all the degrees of the animate, and the degrees of the speaking. So it turns out that then a person sees that he is only inside the upper force.
We must admit that this is the only definition through which we can understand the words a kingdom of priests, for you cannot interpret it with regard to the sacrifices on the altar, since this cannot be said about the whole nation, for who would be making the sacrifices?
In other words, everyone must be in bestowal, and this will be considered that all of us are in the holy works.
And also to interpret the holiness of the priests. It has already been said, a holy nation. Therefore, this must certainly mean that it is only that the Creator is their domain. That they lack any material possession for themselves. Meaning the full measure of the words, love your friend as yourself, which encompasses the whole of the Torah. And the words a holy nation express the full form of the reward, which is dvikut.
In other words, any person in the world, white, black, red, yellow, it doesn't matter. If he relates to everyone as to the Creator, in giving, in bestowal, in connection, in avut, then he is actually in dvikut, in adhesion with the Creator. That's it. There are degrees in this, there are different manners, but the direction is simple. And now he has to start dressing in our world and to be implemented by us in our time. So just imagine what is happening to us with the entry into this work, which this pandemic is beginning to do. At least today, we already understand that it's not going away. That it's not, as they said in the beginning, in a week, in a month, it'll be gone. Come summer, come winter, it'll be gone. It's not going away. It will only acquire new forms in order to compel us to connect more and more closely to each other. Meaning through bigger and bigger limitations, we think that the situation will get easier and we'll be able to go back to our wild life that we had before. Our reckless life from before, when we were given to our egos, but our egos are just trying to show us that we will be more and more closed in. If we follow our egos, we will have nothing of the previous lives. No jobs, no trips, nothing. We will see after maybe 2 years, we'll find ourselves living very, very, in this very, very gray life, culture, education, the new generation. We ourselves, the material life, family life, everything will be very gray, unless we want to rise to a different level of existence, of connection between us. But this is what will happen until we come to a state of being a kingdom of priests, meaning in mutual bestowal upon another, bit by bit. And then we will see that by this we revive ourselves. We discover a new network of connections between us. And we will come to culture and everything new in a different way, not as before. It will happen. It will happen. If not today, then in a year. If not in a year, in 2 years. But humanity will begin to change. What the mind doesn't do, time does.
PT 10.
PT 10.
I wanted to ask about the point you just said, that we don't just connect to connect. We don't just go to the Creator also. We have to bring these two things together all the time.
Again, Marek, what terms?
You said it's not going to help to just connect for the sake of people, and it's not going to work to just turn to the Creator. Rather, we have to bring these two things together. That we connect with the others to connect with the Creator.
Yeah, the fact that we demand to have the force of Avud between us is already demanding from the Creator to be among us. How can we guarantee the Avud between us? Only by the Creator being present. He is the guarantor, no one else. So we have to pull him into the connection between us, kind of egoistically, seemingly, because otherwise we won't be able to survive. We won't be able to connect. We won't be able to secure our existence. And in this way, we come to a state where we begin to feel the presence, the need for Him. And then by Him being present in such a way that by this we can guarantee life, vitality, confidence, security, we begin to discover the general, the common force of confidence, and we begin to know Him, to acquire His form, and to exist in a different way. It's by our actions we know You. That's what will happen.
So during the day, when we go out of the lesson and work on connection in the 10, how do we make all our actions towards the Creator in a common way?
We have to acquire among us, it says with the conclusive, with the inclusive. When we count the friends, we say with inclusive. Our inclusive is the Creator, that He is with us. And then we will gradually begin to discover His presence among us.
No.
So it's important to mention it in words or just in intention? What's the best way to do it?
It's not just in words. It has to be through our efforts between us, with the Creator between us. And in that way, we'll begin to discover Him as being and connecting and filling us. New York 3.
Раф, как Тара и заповеди очищают Израиль?
How does the Torah and Mitzvot cleanse Israel?
Желание.
Ленакот.
And what's the cleansing of the desire?
Cleansing a person means that a person begins to think in favor of others. We have no other way. What does it mean to clean, to cleanse? Or you clean it up from your junk, from your trash. And our trash is our ego. If we turn our actions, if we invert them, instead of for me, to for others, it's called cleaning myself up. There's no other way. I can't just not use my ego. There's no such thing. I can only turn it, I can only invert it, turn it to the opposite. This is called cleaning myself up, elevating myself to the spiritual level. Clear? Okay.
Latin 4.
Latin 4.
Shalom, shalom, querido Rab. Si una desea.
Hello, dear Rav. If the 10 connects in a correct way in order to attain Arvut, is it possible to acquire the Arvut without connection to the level of concealment everyone is in?
Yes, we will check it later. We will see that it depends on it. The level of concealment depends on the level to which we are not in the Arvut that we should be in right now, every moment. The level of Arvut basically determines our situation toward every detail. And that's the way it is. Ita 4.
Apri il microfono, Nicolo.
Buongiorno, amatissimo Rav. Le chiedo, e grazie all'Arvut nella decina.
Good morning, dear Rav.
Di entrare nel nuovo stato spirituale dove non sarà necessario essere morti per esserci.
Will we in Bnei Baruch reach a degree of priests where we don't need death anymore?
Of course, we have to come to the level of priests. Of course, we have to come to a degree where we don't feel the difference between the physical life and death. Because we elevated ourselves to a higher level, we don't feel our body as our lives, but we feel ourselves as living inside the Avut with the spiritual kli in the system of Adam HaRishon. Toronto 1.
А вот взаимовключение наше в десятки между собой, они тоже могут быть эгоистическими и требуют.
In our integration in the ten between us, can it be egoistic and needs cleansing too?
Inside the ten, we should also try to be in avut, in mutual avut, above all our egoistic forces, as much as we can.
USA LA.
USA LA.
Rav, so this force of Arvut is, I mean, can it start for me personally, where I help the friend reveal the connection to the Creator, and then as a 10, we reveal this force of connection to the world? Is it a feeling that people need to have and an understanding?
Yeah, we learned it enough and spoke about it so often. You can go over from all of our lessons, you can learn everything and see that this is how it works. French.
I heard that we have to include the Creator and He is the guarantor. So how is the Creator the guarantor in the Ten? Because we have to connect. The connection is in the Ten. What's the Creator's?
The Creator is a guarantor to everything with which I turn to the friend. It can't be any other way. I can't approach a friend without the Creator being between us. We spoke about it many times. So anything I pass on to a friend, I have to imagine that I am dealing with the Creator Himself as well. Ukraine.
Рав, ну вот вы частично ответили, но все же вопрос о форме нашего.
You partially answered it, but still. Question about the form of connection between us. We have some collection of desires that awaken and they agree to connect. Some don't.
The question.
Микрофоном.
And there are also desires we don't touch. We need to think of them like regular desires.
И нечего спрашивать меня такие вещи, что
I don't know what to tell you because I spoke about it 1,000 times.
Не знаю, как тебе ответить.
There's no point asking me things and that make me reiterate the whole theory. I don't know how to answer you. But fix your microphone and then ask your questions. I'm serious. Look at what everyone does. Give one.
Да, дорогой учитель, вот что это такое?
Yes, dear teacher. What is in my attitude to the ten? What is the quality of the priests, Kohen, Levites?
It is the force of bestowal from my will to receive upward. I could just be a beast or just a person, or I could be Israel, aiming it straight to the Creator. I could be a Levite, which is already having a feeling of my corrected desire, and from it I turn. And there's the degree of the Kohen, the priest, where I'm totally in bestowal. And then there's the high priest, which is the summit, the peak. It's degrees of bestowal. Nothing more than that. It's not like a certain person on the street is a priest or a Levite or Israel. We understand that all this doesn't exist in spirituality. In spirituality, it's all about the level to which a person rises above his will to receive.
What does it mean that there is no territory for themselves?
Having nothing for himself, that's what it means. A priest means he's got nothing for himself.
But this quality is the basic guideline for every connection we make in the ten, no?
I don't think it's required from each and every friend in the ten. In the ten, we connect only so we will have the same direction, same goal, to connect in the goal. But not that you will have nothing for yourself as well. It's degrees. You understand? It's degrees by which a person gradually rises above his ego.
Latin 6.
La decena que se une en diez como uno.
The ten that unites ten as one.
Se conecta al clima mundial como uno o también tiene que anularse como un cero.
It connects to the world clear as one, or there too it needs to be as zero towards the world clear.
In everything that we're going to connect, we have to feel ourselves either as receiving or giving, or we are either we are nothing compared to everyone, or we are ten compared to everyone. It's as Rabash writes in his essays, the same law that applies to a person in the ten applies to the ten with respect to the others. German 1.
Ma ha-kesher bein ha-arvut uvein ha-ma'aseh.
What's the connection between the arvut and the action?
The connection between the avut and the act, within the act of bestowal, its content is avut. Why do we give to one another? In order to be connected in acts of bestowal. The intensity of the act of bestowal is called avut.
Tel Aviv 2.
Rav, the deficiency of each and every friend for the arvut between us, how does it appear externally?
By giving a friend the feeling that you are standing by him and are willing to help him in any possible way to achieve his spiritual goal. Bulgaria 1.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Вопрос товарища. Какой этот уровень?
Hello, Rav. Question from a friend. What is the degree of our vut that we can say From there on, we have a 10. Is there such a criteria?
That we all agree to the same goal, and we determine that to us, that's the most important thing. And then we have a ladder of degrees to what extent we can connect, be in the 10 as one, on top of all of our corporeal life. And that's how we determine the ladder.
No. Tveria.
Tiberius.
Tveria.
Rav, מה הסכנה בחוסר חיבור וערבות בעבודה רוחנית?
Rav, what is the danger in lack of connection and ערבות in spiritual work?
If we don't keep the ערבות, we're not advancing toward the Creator, because to the extent of ערבות, we are similar to Him. Because the force of ערבות is Him, who holds everyone. And ערבות means law, or perhaps rule. The rule that sustains everyone. So keeping the avut or holding on to the Creator or keeping the Creator is the same. Maintaining the avut is from the perspective of our kelim, and holding on to the Creator is from the perspective of the light in his kelim. The Creator fills us to the extent that we keep the avut between us.
What tools we need to have in the group for this to happen?
Only mutual bestowal, mutual support.
Ashkelon 2.
Ashkelon 2.
Rav, האם אני צריך לצאת, האם אני צריך לצפות לחברים?
Rav, do I need to expect my friends to be guarantors for me, or it's sufficient that I only will care about them to give them guarantee?
To the extent that you are a guarantor to them, you can expect them to be guarantors for you. There needs to be mutual guarantee.
Rav, to continue the question, how does my expectation for avut from the friends manifest?
Only after you are guarantor for them, you will be able to imagine these things from them to you. Baltia 3.
Да, доброе утро. Попробую свой вопрос соединить с вопросом товарищей.
Good morning. I'll try to connect my friend's questions. At what stage we're starting to work with other tens?
Only after you have avut in the ten. Certain avut that you know it exists for some time. Then you can begin, maybe, begin to start working with another 10. As I said, a baby grows for 2 years before it begins to be ready to play with other babies. Before that, they don't understand them, they don't feel them. They first have to know how to play with themselves.
Cap 2.
Thank you, Rav. Question from the 10. When our evil inclination is revealed and we see how far we are from attaining our avut, how can we collect our deficiency to raise a common prayer for correction?
Try to collect the deficiencies together with the friends and understand that only above them in avut can you overcome them. It's good. You said it well.
Kiev 2.
Спасибо, дорогой Раф. Скажите, пожалуйста, вот то, что вы нам сказали, что за каждым товарищем и за всеми народами мира стоит Творец. Как вот нам?
Hey, Rav, you told us today that behind each friend and all the nations of the world, there is the Creator. How can we put together a prayer for the connection and our avut?
We've been talking about it all the time. Where have you been? Now, we don't want to be connected in Arvut among the tents until we feel that this connection is in our tent. First, I want to see my tent as one. As one. Afterwards, those 10 as one, yeah, like that, 10 as one. Then I begin to connect to another 10 on condition that they too have established themselves as having 10 as one. And then one connects to one, like two people can be each other's guarantors. Likewise, two 10s can be in love with one another. And that way we rise in degrees. We learn that from above downward,
Parzufim,
worlds. Parzufim and worlds come down from above. By having a separation of Sfirot, each Sfira into 10, and each of those Sfirot into another 10, another 10. So from above, from below upward, we do the opposite work until we come to a state where one receives one. This is why. This is why we must not avoid keeping this law, or we'll be confused. We have to relate to this reality as all of us gradually observing the law of Arvut. First of all, we in the ten. Don't go out into the tents. You can communicate in a friendly way, of course. We're all as one kli, that's obvious. But not in a way that you begin to merge
in Arvut.
In Arvut. No. Because then you will have big confusion. Or wait until you establish the law of Arvut in the ten. Only once you're certain 100% and for some time that you are already in Arvut among you in the ten as one, then you can go out and connect with other tens. Not just in a friendly way, the way we are, we do it now, but in a way that you establish a wood between two groups as one unit. Peter 2.
Если я не ощущаю поручительства по отношению к себе со стороны товарищей, означает ли это, что я не вложил в
поручительство? If I don't feel our wood from the friends to me, does it mean I didn't invest enough in our wood to them?
Perhaps it's the reason, and perhaps they themselves don't wake you up enough and don't draw you. Maybe. Maybe. It's a
Ir-kar. Kar.
Similar to Americans.
Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan.
Доброе утро, Раф. Большое спасибо. Скажите, вот вопрос о поручительстве за каждого товарища в десятке.
Thank you, Raf, for letting me ask about our vote in the between the friends in the ten. There's a desire for them to advance on this path more and more, and the Creator will appear to them. At the same time, I personally understand that the more I advance, the more I have letdowns and descents. So what can I wish for my friends in this Arvut?
בתוך הערבות הזאת. אז אל תדאג עליהם, תדאג על עצמך. תנסה ותראה שכך תתקדם יותר. No. אלמתה.
Да, Раф, спасибо. Товарищ не может задать вопрос. Вопрос такой.
Yes, thank you. Our friend Kent asked, I'll ask for him. The question is, how do I come closer to our Avud by reading Kabbalistic sources? They awaken the upper light, the upper force on you. All of that pushes you to bestowal. USA Northeast.
Раф, у нас очень сильная десятка. Какой критерий, что мы стали одним?
Тевдеку лифи арабаш.
Check according to Rabash. I have nothing to say.
Они гам кин лой дэя маза некраши асирия
хат. I also don't know what it means, a strong 10. Very strong.
Зе акол невдак.
It's all tested. Measured according to the level of arvut between you. That's it. Well, let's say, does it ever happen that out of the 10, one person doesn't come to the lesson? So what does it mean that the 10 is strong then?
It's the most, the first and most basic thing.
What does it mean that during the day, if you decide to connect among you and someone or several people drop out, so how strong is it? So first judge according to what you have on the ground, on according to time, place, and movement. Afterwards, during the lesson, to what extent do people participate? To what extent do people participate in a summary after the lesson? What we got from the lesson, etc. What does it mean, a strong group?
У нас как минимум 8-10 человек обычно на уроках, на встречах.
We have at least 8 to 10 people in the lesson typically. Everyone's engaged in dissemination, but some people have family necessities. What's the criteria that where you can determine that we are ready as one to start working with another 10?
You have to reveal between you the complete avut, where each one feels within him, judges himself in such a way that, how come I'm not coming to the lesson? How come I didn't come to a gathering or something? How can it be that I will not do it? So this should be first and foremost. There's no such thing that out of 10, 8 are present and 2 are not. Let's put it this way. This has to be, you know, the world is ruined, turned upside down. That's it. Nothing less than that. If a person has that feeling, then he's really in avut to others.
Moscow 1.
Да, Раф, несколько товарищей хотят задать вопрос, и мой вопрос такой, то есть, вот продолжая...
Yes, a few friends want to ask. My question is this, to continue Sasha Angelov. The 10 determines for itself, let's say, a schedule of meetings, and if one friend doesn't come, they have no chance to reach Arvut?
Of course, there's no sum, no part in spirituality. If one is missing, there's no 10. If there's no 10, there's no Kli.
Раф, а подскажите, вот на что направлять групповые мероприятия тогда?
Раф, give an advice. Where then to direct the actions of the group? If it is still early to have meetings in the Moscow group, let's say, so why do we even need that?
You connect among yourselves. You talk about how to achieve connection. But if you have no connection, then what do you want? You want me to give you permission, confirmation? Am I handing out avut between you guys? You participate. You want to come to it. You haven't come to it. So what? Of course course you haven't. But you want to achieve it. This is why you assemble. This is why you talk about what's still missing in each group. Each group can talk about its problems to others, and that way you will learn from one another how to overcome, what to do, how to check yourselves to see what problems you have. That's how it should be.
Мы говорили, что человек всегда должен быть в диалоге с Творцом.
We said that a person always needs to be in dialogue with the Creator. The entrance to the of the friends to this dialogue, it's just when we come together, meet somehow.
Yes or no? We have to learn. We have to look into it. So we have to see in which cases yes and which cases no. Normally, when a person is connected to the friends, he also feels that he comes with his creator. And then when he turns to the friend, he turns to the friend's creator. But you have to work at this out of feeling. It comes out of feeling it. New York 4.
When I disseminate, when I write or record, I don't feel any connection to the kli.
Problem?
Problem?
It's better to feel the connection to the kli than to do all kinds of works that disconnect you from the kli. Yes. It's more important to be with everyone together in heart and soul. And if I feel that something disconnects me, I don't know, I wouldn't allow myself to engage in something else. No. Sometimes I don't even let myself write something. Never mind, I'll forget it. It'll come back. But to disconnect from the feeling of the common kli, the world kli, is you're just wasting your time. It's like death. Really? All right, guys, we have many more people who asked, but there are some who haven't asked at all.
מהר.
רב יקר, ענית לי על השאלות, אבל נשאל עוד הפעם. אם זה כך...
Rav, you answered my questions, but I'll ask again. Should we make rules in the tent so that we have what to work with? Because other than getting up in the morning, I have no other commitment or connection to the tent.
You need to be more connected, and then through your constant efforts of everyone, you need to scrutinize what you're still missing. That's the work you need to do. A mutual effort to connect, as if you're putting together a mechanism or an engine or a system, more and more and more, and then you discuss what do we still need in order for it to come together. You need to discuss these things among you.
Haifa 3.
Good morning, Rav. How can I activate the Arvut for a friend that for a long time doesn't find strength to wake up to the lesson, and all the actions we did just don't work? He can't wake up in these hours. How can we do something through Arvut?
Try to pray for him that it'll be for your sake. If you pray together for this, it's a group action, and set some conditions for him. Either you get up or you're not with us. That's it. And if he doesn't get up, just leave him. Why do you even count him as among you? In what is he a friend? A friend comes, chaver, comes from the word chibur, connection. And how is he connected to you?
He joins all the workshops of the 10, dissemination, all of the actions of the group, but just can't get up for the lesson for like a month.
If it's just a period and it might pass, then keep him. But if not, then he's a guest. He's a guest. He comes only to meetings, to parties. With what feeling does it come? With what charge does it come? If he's not with you 3 hours in the morning every day, during the day, do you connect?
Yes.
And he connects as well?
Yes.
So you need to see. I don't know what to say. Do you feel that he is not present in the morning lesson? Feel
yes.
On him? Well, so you're just dragging him along in the wagon like a potato sack. There's none of you sitting on the wagon, yet you're dragging another sack along with you. That's the way it is. PG 32.
בתוך הרגשה של התלות אחד בשני גם מתעוררת הרגשת השנאה
כי in the feeling of dependence to each other there's also a sense of hate because the moment that I depend on the friend and I see that I do something and he's not immediately I feel hatred. What do you do?
First of all, you have to approach the ten. Together with the ten, you approach the creator. Together with the 10 and the creator, you approach the friend. You have no reason to hate the friend because it's the creator doing all those things between you. But you also can't drop it and let it go, neglect it, because it's an exercise from the creator that he's given to you.
So in what way to turn to the 10? Because in spirituality you can't do anything not out of love. And if I'm not driven by love, but rather anger,
no, that's incorrect. Incorrect. I don't know how you define spirituality. All those pretty words. So you don't perform any corrections?
No, so how do you operate? Not letting just your anger erupt and so on.
So you calm your anger by understanding that it's Creator awakening it. That's it. And then you turn to the group because you want the group to be more together and complete, more solidified.
How to turn to them? What to say?
With tears. With tears, with crying. That the Creator is playing this exercise on you, this trick on you, that the friend doesn't want to connect to you. Give him gifts. Send him something. Yeah.
PT 31.
PT 31.
How does the 10 see reality through Arvut? How does it look like?
Out of Arvut, the 10 sees a new world. Not on the corporeal level, but on the spiritual level. It receives kind of new eyes, new senses altogether, where instead of 10, they become as one. And then it sees the spiritual world. Of course, in a very unclear way, but it is already a spiritual degree. And then the 10 on that first spiritual level rises to the next spiritual level, and the third. And that way it constantly upgrades itself. It enters faith above reason and constantly acquires new vision, new perspectives, and sees and understands that all of reality in general is only graded before our eyes into levels of 10 as one, 10 as one. And we all discover in this way the general integral system more and more. And there's no life, no death, but only a transition into a different type of perception.
In the system you described of Arvut, you also described this action of contraction and expansion, and there are states that when you see reality out of Arvut, how can you relate to a state, let's say, of contraction? Because there's no good and bad, so how do you relate to it in every moment?
At any given moment, we have to relate to it as to conditions that the Creator is setting up for me so that I will arise
integral
to a more and more integral perception of reality, more correct perception, until I reach the level of Adama Rishon, which is the first level below the Creator.
Okay, sorry, last question. There are points where you feel the system is kind of whole, and points where you know that I shouldn't be posing a disturbance now. How do you know when you interfere and when you don't, and make room for the Creator, etc.?
If you don't know, don't interfere. I can't tell you more than that. These are things that are... I don't know. Haifa 1.
There's a friend who comes to the lesson quite frequently, even every morning, but regularly he doesn't participate in anything during the day or being taken a role. How do I relate to that?
Like to a handicap. Why is he coming to the morning lesson? To get knowledge, but he doesn't participate in building the group. But that's the main thing. In other words, the knowledge he's acquiring in the morning lesson is out in the air, and he himself doesn't change.
Can I think about him as a guarantor?
In what activities is he your guarantor?
No,
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
No, guarantee means it's felt in common actions. Here, there are no common actions of him with others. This is why he's not a guarantor. He's not a member of the group. He's a student. He comes and listens. In this theoretical way, he gets the material from the lesson, and that's it. He might be a philosopher. Nothing more than that. Latin 6.
Hola, Rab, buen día. Y una pregunta de un amigo de la escena.
Hello, Rab, good day. Question from a friend in the 10.
Dice, acerca de cómo cuidarnos los unos de los otros.
The same question is asking how to guard each other connecting during the day, how to look for the right prayer in the 10, how to be alert towards awakening.
I don't know what to say about it anymore. I recommend for you to activate, to play a song several times a day, but on a soft volume, and for everyone to sing. And that way, several times a day, different songs, and everyone should sing together. From this, you will begin to feel each other more. It helps.
אז באמצע יום, שלוש דקות, חמש דקות ככה לעשות, כמה פעמים ביום, זה נותן הרגשה אחרת, זה מחמם את הלב.
Several times a day, it brings the hearts together. If you do it several times a day, for 3 minutes, 5 minutes, try it out. Okay?
Tel Aviv 2 or 3, אני לא יודע.
Tel Aviv 2 or 3, I don't know who did we have, who didn't we have. Let's say Tel Aviv 3.
כן, אנחנו עוד לא היינו. שאלה לגבי
Yeah, a question about the system of Adam HaRishon. When all of the details are aimed at the whole, is there a difference in the work of every detail?
Of course there's a difference. Each one works from within the point in his heart. But everyone yearns for the same goal, each one in his own style. But inside that point, everyone connects. The Creator connects everyone.
Yud-Alef.
Regards to Yud-Alef.
Sameach lerot oto.
Happy to see him.
Can I
ask another question, Rob?
No. We've got Dudi. Dudi is demanding. Oh, we've got several people there. Look at that bunch. Threatening bunch.
Can you hear us well?
Loud and clear.
Okay, great. So we are the social team here, and we wanted to announce that in 2 weeks, let's say a month, the holidays begin in Israel. That's the Rosh Hashanah, etc.
You gotta give us a calendar. Two weeks or a month?
September 18 is Rosh Hashanah, so it's gonna be about a month where the holidays begin. But we know a few things. First of all, we know these times are a congress for us. It's a happy, joyous time for us to connect even more. Surely now we're virtual, but it's more lessons, meals, activities, and good days. And secondly, there's preparation. We have to start preparing ourselves. We'd like to first hear you before all of this.
Look, it's a time that begins a new year, a new relation of the Creator to the created beings. And it begins on Friday, actually. Well, today is already Shabbat, Saturday. So we have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We have 3 days. I think during those days, we can have extended lessons several times a day, all kinds of activities. Of course, it'll all be virtual. But we have to think about how to really be together, all of us, around the world and around the clock.
Do you see us turning this into some congress, looking at it like this, or lessons as usual?
Yes, not ordinary, regular lessons. You have to give us a set of lessons, of activities. The music department should prepare musical music accordingly. Perhaps, in addition, we can have people who will do all kinds of sketches, all kinds of entertainment and funny sketches about our lives, one or two, maybe even two on different screens. Try to be creative in the new situation, in the new era. That's it.
You'd like us to already start learning about Rosh Hashanah?
Or? Of course, we have a lot of material on the period of before Rosh Hashanah, what is called Slichot, forgiveness, what we have to ask forgiveness for. How exactly we hurt the friends, the Creator, the whole process. We should remember that all those customs come from the wisdom of Kabbalah, from spirituality. From where else? They have no roots in this world. So we have to learn their spiritual roots and how we can cling to our spiritual roots. not that we bring them down to this world, into customs in this world. We rather want to rise above this world, above these customs, into spiritual roots. That's our direction. Unlike the rest of Judaism. So this is how we should look at the holidays and see this direction. How we rise to the spiritual root of the Slichot, asking forgiveness, and Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year. And then continue this into Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and so forth.
What about the inner states that as a world kli we want to reach?
That's exactly what we want. To use these holidays, to use the holidays to be to their spiritual roots, although they don't quite belong to this time. It says that we can even feel that state of Rosh Hashanah in the winter or in the fall or in the spring. But because it has some general direction, let's take part in it. Let's do it.
אז עכשיו נגיד אנחנו בראש השנה, מהו עבורנו, עבור הכלי העולם, המצב הנוכחי שלנו?
When, so now, for the world kli, in our current state, what is Rosh Hashanah?
Rosh Hashanah is when we begin, is when we decide to begin our way anew, when we have to rise to a new degree of continuing toward the purpose of creation, the purpose of life. Before that, we have to criticize all of our actions. This is called slichot. And see from what else we should get rid and where else we should be drawn to and connect to. That's the slichot. It's the scrutiny and criticism of these things. And then we determine a new cycle, a new year, a new connection or a new level, and that's called the new year.
And how do we come out of Rosh Hashanah as a world kli?
We come out with new vigor, new strength into a new degree. From Rosh Hashanah we rise to a new level of establishing the force between us and recognition of the greatness of the Creator, where the King, which is the main thing of Rosh Hashanah, he will be the great and determining.
So how do we now, it's less than a month, we're almost there, how do we prepare for the process we go through in the holidays?
Reading the article of Avot in this way now, both theoretically and physically and practically, is already a preparation. And I think that by that we're advancing. Give us the materials we have. We will compile them correctly for our degrees, for our time, and that way we'll continue.
So maybe still, what is the correct participation of each friend in the preparation for the holidays?
That we don't have better preparation than the morning lesson. If we need to, we'll do more. But let's first think about how we turn these holidays, Rosh Hashanah, which is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So let's turn it into a congress. A congress of the new degree, our new degree. Let's scrutinize what is the new degree, how it should be, where is the place of faith above reason here, where is the place of our vote on the new degree, etc.
באמת כנס זה דבר שהוא
Congress is something we all, you know, prepare for and get ready for. There's a lot of how to make it so that it's really unique and that it's not just, you know, there comes a date and then there's a schedule and
No. It all depends on the preparation. It all depends on the preparation. We have to, first of all, the matter of Slichot is something new. Rosh Hashanah means Rosh, the beginning of the innovation. It's something new. We have to explain these things. You have to get the material, the appropriate material for it. We won't be able to go through it during the 3 days of the holidays. We have to start learning it now. And precisely now, because afterwards we get the Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and then Sukkot.
We're already beginning to prepare the study material of the holidays, and we'll also prepare ourselves towards a congress of our new degree, like you said, Rosh Hashanah. A lot of friends are happy with this idea, also a lot of friends from the world Kli needs to hear that it happens at the weekend, so it's more convenient for all the friends in the world Kli. And of course we also want to call upon everyone to join the preparation. It's not just here Petach Tikva or Israel. We want everyone's active participation, so everyone who's interested and has a desire, you can turn to us, birdworldkli@gmail.com, and join us. Also, another question. The holidays used to be a time when we, you know, come together as families, or how are we going to experience this now?
I see that the Creator placed conditions for us that until we are in avud between us, in closeness of the hearts between us, we won't be able to get closer physically between us. And it's beautiful. I see in this beautiful signs, it's His concern that we will really improve and get closer truthfully and not just sit in one table, one tent, or one hall, one room. We will change in our inner relations and feel that we are under His burden, the burden of the Creator. And that way we will get, if need be, we will get the privilege of sitting together at one table, in one tent.
Does the Congress need to take into account the families, the communities, that kind of Congress that encompasses everyone?
Yes. In this Congress, we have to create, do all kinds of sketches, like little sketches and songs for kids to watch. We have to do things, we have to do activities for women, so where women will also present among our activities, not together with us, you know, as usual. And have as many sketches as possible. Besides, we can take from the archives things that we did before. And see how previously we did exert in this and were rewarded for it. And it'll happen again if we are closer in our hearts. I'm saying only one thing. You want this period not to continue? Bring your hearts closer. That's the only reason that we are being pushed apart physically. This is what will happen. You will see all over, throughout humanity, it won't leave us. Instead of the coronavirus, we'll have something else. But we will begin to feel how much it is our ego that doesn't let us get closer. And no cure will help. Only this getting closer in our hearts among people. Judy, more?
Yeah, we will continue this scrutiny over the next few weeks. Of course, we'll just update that our next action right now is the meal, 7 minutes after the after the break. We will have a meal about realizing the Arvut between us. This happens until 7:30. Then we go on a break, and from 3 to 4 we'll have a special lesson with Rav. From 4 to 5 Rav will continue with the women, and 5 to 5:30 women continue to their gathering. Of course, everything is broadcast, and we'll continue to a song.
साथ ही साथ ले मेरे सीखा प्यार का मतलब है एकता एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा साथ ही साथ ले मेरे सीखा प्यार का मतलब है एकता एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा
Together we grow, light awakens our soul, the spark of love flashes, ego is turning to ashes. In lessons with friends, we discover his hand. No lies on the path, I promise I'll cover your back. When we pray for our connection, we can hear his call. We are following one goal, we are ready to go. When we step into the light, of our reason so high, together we can fly above the sky. The spark of love flashes, ego is turning to ashes. When we step into the light of our reason so high, together we can fly above the sky.
Sadi sadhe mere sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta, ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda. Sadi sadhe mere sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta, ek hi main dikha. प्यार का मतलब है एकता एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा सारी सब ने मैंने सीखा प्यार का मतलब है एकता एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा